Uncertainty has many sources. One is that SARS-CoV-2 and the disease it causes, COVID-19, are not fully understood. Another is over the status of the pandemic. In each region or country, it tends to proliferate rapidly, undetected. By the time testing detects cases in one place, it will be spreading in many others, as it was in Italy, Iran, and South Korea. By the time government shuts schools and ban crowds, they may be too late. China's solution, endorsed by the WHO, was to impose a brutal quarantine, bolstered by mass testing and contact tracing. That came at a high human and economic cost, but new infections have dwindled. This week, in a victory lap, President Xi Jinping visited Wuhan, where the pandemic first emerged. Yet uncertainty persists, even in China, because nobody knows if a second wave of infections will rise up as the quarantine eases. In democracies, leaders have to judge if people will tolerate China's harsh regime of isolation and surveillance. Italy's lockdown is largely self-policed and does not heavily infringe people's rights. But if it proves leakier than China's, it may be almost as expensive and a lot less effective. Efficacy also depends on the structure and competence of healthcare systems. There is immense scope for mixed messages and inconsistent instructions about testing and when to stay isolated at home. Every health system will be overwhelmed. Places where people receive very little health care, including refugee camps and slums, will be the most vulnerable. But even the best resource hospitals in rich countries will struggle.